Thank you, Brett and Jordan. Wonderful song. You ever stop to think of the victories that you've won in your Christian life? You ever stop to look at where you came from and see how far you've come? That's an encouraging thought. Amen? Because that devil will encourage you, or he'll discourage you. Thank you. The devil will discourage you because you may not be able to conquer the next thing right away. But if you'll stop and look at what God has helped you conquer, that'll lift your soul.
Amen.
Keep you encouraged in the Lord. Amen. I've asked Brother Bingham to come preach tonight. I appreciate them so much. Appreciate their heart and their vision for missions. And their hearts beat right along with mine when it comes to the subject of missions. Amen. Now, when it comes to the subject of Texas and Oklahoma, that's a whole different matter. Amen. But when it comes to missions, we're on the same track. I appreciate them. And I've asked them to preach tonight. I trust you'll give your heart to the Lord tonight and ask God to give you something from the Lord. And he will tonight. He will. God bless you, Brother Bingham. Come preach to us.
All right. Good evening. We're going to put this in drive here, and then we'll put it in park if we have to come back to anything. Amen. Romans chapter 16 tonight. I told the preacher Colossians earlier. I lied and turned to Romans, preacher. That was the other message, or two. The Lord's funny. He just kind of leads you down some paths and changes your mind and your heart, and eventually you find out what he wants. Amen. And God's good. It is a privilege to stand here and preach the Word of God, and I'm telling you, a sinner saved by grace, and I still can't believe that God would ever count me as a faithful enough person to be put into His ministry, but God will use anyone. And, I just got a call from a former pastor of mine, and I was preaching missions a couple of weeks ago at their church, and they had taken us on for support, and he was just letting me know, Brother Means, again, what a blessing we were to, his song leading and everything with that new mic and adjusting the light and the different things, and it's just a blessing to know that just one thing that we think is just so small can make a huge impact in somebody else's life. And in a church or anything like that. And just a couple of quick things from our perspective. We are we're asking God to make us busy again. Amen. In the ministry. And we got in touch with a widower, preacher this last week, and he's going to be traveling and helping national church planters starting in the Philippines. And so we're creating him a prayer card, just trying to encourage him in that ministry. And I was just able to be on the phone with him for about 40 minutes the other day and just talk with him. And, he's a preacher. He's read the Bible, right? But you can kind of point out some things there in Philippians and some different people in the Bible that are kind of doing what he's doing and just kind of help push him in the right direction, and it reinvigorates his excitement for the ministry God's called him to. Anybody who finds what they're called to do being done in the Bible, it's like, oh, yeah, this is right. Let's go get it done. And so we're just encouraging him right now. We praise the Lord for that opportunity. And just a lot of other things coming down. And I was, you know what, I'm human too. I can get discouraged. I found out I can't go on the mission trip over to the reservation. And boy, man, what am I going to do now, God, do something with us. Don't just leave me here on the shelf. Amen. And so things are starting to pop up, and we just appreciate your prayers so much for us. And hopefully this is bright enough I can read it tonight. Are you in Romans chapter 16 tonight? I want to preach to you this thought tonight. Just as a Christian a crowd tonight, I believe most of us here are saved, and we're a good, close-knit a good-hearted church, amen, with focused on the right things, and but we're in the world, right? I want to preach to you on this thought tonight, getting used to the dark, getting used to the dark. Read with me in Romans chapter 16, verse 17. The Bible says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For your obedience has come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil. And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." All right, let's pause for a word of prayer. Father, we love you. Thank you for allowing us to be here today. Thank you for the wonderful service we had this morning, for the visitors you sent, for the just the great message. And Lord, there's folks that heard the message that still aren't saved. And I pray, God, that you would just continue to be merciful to them and give them more opportunities, Lord, to be loosed from that grip, Lord. Pray that you'd gain a victory there, and that we'd not grow weary in that well-doing. Lord, I pray for the message tonight. You fill me with your spirit and power, and help us as Christians, Lord, to understand the difference here of what Paul and the Holy Spirit was trying to teach us through that phrase, being wise to that which is good and simple concerning evil. Lord, help us tonight. We need you. Do a work in our hearts, Lord, that we'll only be able to talk about in eternity. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This world, as we know, is not in good shape. And one of the problems is people, and especially Christians, are not simple concerning evil. What does simple mean? It means ignorant. Simple. I don't know anything about it. In fact, I appreciate our pastor. He was teaching on that not too long ago, The Simple Man, right? And a great series in Proverbs, and explained the difference between those two folks so well. But there's not much ignorance of evil in this world anymore. And the fact that good Christian people are looked down upon many times for not knowing, right? I mean, you're there at work, you're in a break room, people are talking about the latest music album, the latest movie, the this, the that, and all this stuff going on, right? The series that's on whatever the streaming service is, and what the latest episode is, and what they binged last week, and we're hopefully ignorant of a lot of those things. I mean, I have a filter service on my TV, but a lot of that stuff, there'd only be 10 minutes left of each episode if we try to filter it. There's just so much junk out there. And so many times us as Christians are not fulfilling this phrase right here of being simple concerning evil. Can I say it's okay to be ignorant of a few things that are going on in this world that they subscribe to, that they take in and regurgitate day in and day out? We're going to get a couple of questions from this phrase tonight, I hope, that just make us take a step back and say, are we simple concerning evil? As Christians, are we simple concerning evil? Are we wise to that which is good? And it's that simple. It's a two-point outline tonight. But the problem is we are supposed to be simple concerning evil. A simple really means a weak in intellect or not wise. Again, we shouldn't be wise to all the things that the world, to all the evil things the world they're involved in. We should be simple. We should be weak in intellect. We shouldn't know all that stuff. Why? Well, it makes us different. You're standing around. People are talking about stuff you don't know anything about. What do? Brother Means and Brother Brocket were talking about light and all this science stuff the other night. And eventually it was just, okay. I'm simple on this subject, and it's just, I can't even fake it anymore. I don't know what y'all are talking about. I could probably try to fake a little bit of, I have a desire to learn that someday, but never mind. But hey, we're all simple about some things, right? And you get into the break room, you get into wherever you are, at school or work or out in the world with your family, and they're carrying on conversations about what they're involved in, and at some point you're just like, I don't know anything about that. What does that do? That is a difference between you and the world. We must have that. Paul knew exactly what he was saying when he said, look, you Romans, you're doing some good things. Your obedience is understood unto all men. It's gone abroad to all men, the Bible says. And I'm glad for that. But I'd have you to stay wise to that which is good and simple to that which is evil. Simple concerning evil. I'll give you an illustration. This might hit home for some of my military friends here, but I was a C-130 crew chief. We're out there on the flight line and just being men working on making airplanes fly, right? Taking engines off and putting them back on and just doing all this big maintenance work. And those kind of people are just not normally saved, separated Christians. And I saw a couple of Christians come through and try to put their foot down and say, you know what, you're not going to cuss around me. Well, you know, okay. But I saw the reaction to that. And that's, I can separate from it, but I can't control another person. And the fact is, throughout my career, over having to be around some of that and just various things. And of course, I wasn't a real separated Christian at the time either, young in my career. But even now, my family can tell you that sometimes maybe there's a show or something going on or you can't even watch football and announcers don't cuss every now and again. And I don't catch it, but my kids do. My kids are like, and I'm like, whoa, what happened? To the point where I'm wise concerning that evil now, and I'm just, I don't catch it like I used to. Sad, sad, sad testimony. But this is what happens to us when we are not simple concerning evil. What do? We begin to take that thing in and accept it. That's okay. Then we wonder why every once in a while something slips out. Hey, maybe it didn't slip out, but it came into your mind. Oh, I didn't say it. I'm okay. No, come on. There's still a flag there. You still need to raise the flag. Oh, man, yeah, there's still some of my past there. Are we simple concerning evil in this world? It is okay to be ignorant of the evils that are going on in this world. Can I tell you that, just to help explain this and illustrate this a little bit further, if we turn out the lights in this room, let's say the sun's already down, if we turn out the lights in this room right now, there'd be these few moments where we couldn't see anything. Right? Eyes don't just adjust, right? But eventually they adjust. Can I tell you, the more that we get used to the darkness, the more we come to accept the darkness, we may be able to make a step without tripping over something. But we're past this point already of being simple concerning evil. There's just some things, some relationships, things in this world that we need to stay simple concerning. Weak in intellect, ignorant of, not knowing anything about. The only time I turn off the lights is when I'm ready to go to sleep. A Christian that becomes used to the darkness falls asleep. You want to talk about apathy? It's because we're simple. We're not simple concerning the evil things in this world. We come to accept it. To the point where, yeah, well, I know where this might be a black and white sin in the Word of God, but, you know, we're supposed to love the sinner and hate the sin, right? But we stop hating the sin and we actually start helping folks kind of make excuses for it because, well, maybe they were raised the wrong way. Don't be an apathetic Christian. Well, then you need to stay simple concerning evil things. The solution to the darkness is light, is it not? I mean, if we're going to say stay simple concerning that which is evil, we're going to stay away from the darkness, and we're going to make sure that the light is overriding in our life. And you know what? It got to the point in my career. People understood, hey, this guy's a preacher. This guy's a he's not going back. It's not this lukewarm stuff. He says he's saved, but and when it happened, it was sorry. Excuse my French or whatever it is they say, right? But at least they're recognizing there's a difference there, and you want to stay simple to that worldly language. And that's just one illustration. That I could give you from my career, whether it's just alcohol or the media they're taking in, or the way they handle their families or their spouses, and the jokes they're okay with, and all. You know, if we're simple concerning all these jokes, we'll never be tempted to retell them. It's the way it is. And I'm not simple. I've got some things in my past. That's why I want to raise my family in church and make sure my kids stay as simple as possible. You're hovering over them. You're protecting them too much. I'm keeping them simple concerning evil. They need to be wise in the things which are good. They don't need to be flooded with all this other junk. Are we simple concerning evil? You know, the Bible says that we can be washed by the Word. We can just take in the Word. Just take it in. And God will clean your mind. I think of Dennis Corll. He tells his testimony where, I mean, he was a bouncer in a bar and just a rough character, right? And maybe still is in some areas, but great preacher, right? You know what he did after he got saved finally? He read, if I could remember how much Bible he read every single day, it would blow your mind. But he just took in the Scripture, just read the Scripture, and it just permeated. He became wise to that which is good. And God worked a miracle in his heart and in his mind and made him simple concerning that which is evil. There's a solution. It's the light. When you find yourself in the darkness, you need to run to the light. And the problem is, you've heard the illustration so many times before, where when we're talking about the church and the world and how they need to be two different things. The problem is, maybe they are two different things, but long time ago the church was this, and it's moved with the world, right? You can see that illustration where here's the church and here's the world way over here, and the problem is the world got worse, but so did the church. And the difference is still the same. No, the world is getting worse. The difference should be even more stark than ever before in the history of mankind at this point. And that's where we are to be. Not just following in the 2 decades behind the world, but no, we're to stay in the light. We're to stay simple concerning all evil. If we find ourselves in the darkness, we should flee to the light. Jesus said in John chapter 8, "He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. You see, you can't, the things don't go together, right? When you walk into a room, wherever it is, and the conversation is wrong, does it cease? You see, Jesus is inside of us, and he is the light. And so if something evil is going on in a room, and that's the problem, we kind of don't have a good definition of evil anymore, do we? Well, it's just not so bad. There's good and there's evil. Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. So I have to prove that it's good. Otherwise, well, it must fall in that other category. Black and white. But if I'm carrying around the light and I step into a room where evil is, something ought to change. And fast. Oh, at least a second guess. I'm not saying they get saved automatically and the conversation all changes. I'm just saying, yeah. The way out of darkness is not shunning the darkness. See, the world is in darkness. We're not trying to shun them. We're trying to win them. They're not the problem, but we have to stay the solution. Let me ask you tonight, are you simple concerning evil? Maybe you're not. Maybe you have a past like I do. Maybe there's just some times where there was just no standards and you just drank in everything the world would offer. Yep. There's a solution. Run to the light. Run to the Word of God. Get cleansed. Get focused and thinking on the right things. See, I think the problem is we get this verse backwards so many times in our practical lives. We're wise to the evil things. We could get up there and just up here and just recite all the stuff that's going on in the world. Why? Because we're wise concerning it. And maybe we're too simple in the things that which are good. Weak in intellect to the good things. So are we simple concerning evil? Are we wise unto that which is good? Many times we get so wise on religion and the Bible and the don'ts, right? Well, we figure out all the don'ts and just start by trying to avoid all those things. But the fact is, we're supposed to be wise to the things that we should be doing. We're supposed to be wise to the good things. Yes, it's good to not do some things, right? But what are we supposed to be doing? We're so inept. We're so simple concerning the good things that we can be doing with our life. Yep. Are you wise to the thoughts that you can allow into your mind? Hey, memorize Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. It tells you exactly how we're supposed to think. Memorize that. Look up each individual word, even though you may think you know what it means, and just meditate on that verse and say, you know what? Yeah, that's what I need to be doing. There's a lot of things I'm not supposed to think about, but when I put the right thing in, when I'm wise to that which is good, well, the don'ts just kind of automatically come along. You're gonna obey those automatically many times. So are we wise to that which is good? Are we wise in this area? How many would say you're wise in your ability to lead a soul to Christ? It's a good thing, would you say? It's a good thing to know how to lead someone through the plan of salvation and draw in that net and lead them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You see, we're wise to evil things, but we're simple concerning simple soul winning. It's backwards. It's backwards. We wonder why we're so unfruitful, so powerless, so the walls just aren't busting at the seams in churches like ours. Many times I think it's more our fault, and it's definitely not God's fault. And we can say, well, the world's different now. They're so wise concerning their evils. And they are. But are we wise in the right things? A couple of verses in the Bible that apparently I didn't write down. But the Bible says, yea, even the deep things of God, that the Holy Spirit teaches us those things, helps us dig into those things. He leads and guides us into all truth. Are we wise to the truth of the Word of God? Are we wise to the deeper things of God? What about wise to the power of prayer? Are we wise to the power of prayer? Do we understand? When was the last time we had an answered prayer? How many people for that long stretch of time where Hannah Leek was dealing with the same disease for all those months and all those weeks, how many prayed for a week and then stopped? Prayed for a month and stopped? Gave up after a year. I think it was probably even longer than that. Two, right? And now she's still recovering. Hey, but that was an answer to prayer. You see, if we pray for something long enough, God's going to go ahead and answer that prayer. And let me tell you, sometimes we're just way too simple in our understanding of the power of prayer. Yes. See, cancer for London is not going to be a short battle. No. No. And I'm telling you, there's some times where you just don't know why you're praying for. I didn't pray with any other bus kid that day, but I was praying for them, and then I text her and I said, look, hey, just praying for you today and just want to see if the girls will be here tomorrow. But who knew they were in the hospital getting tests run, just figuring out that their youngest daughter has cancer? Do you believe in the power of prayer? So we can see, we can say we believe in the power because we have the Word of God on it. But some of us are still simple in that area. We haven't seen a year's worth of prayers answered. Stick to it. Yes. Don't let her down. God's trying to do something in that family. Yes. God's, I'm telling you, He's got to use her to turn that whole family to Christ and bring them to this church and let them have faith in God so that He gets the glory and their life is changed forever. Amen. God can do some great and mighty things through the power of prayer. But so many are simple to that. Simple in that area, but wise to the things of the world. Yes. What about being wise to the promises of God? In the area of giving, and it's not just about money giving, it's just about being a giving person.
Yep, that's right.
We know all the promises about giving. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. You know, all these promises, I'll open up the windows of heaven, and that's directed towards the tithe and offering. But God understands the economy and created the economy of giving. Are you simple in that area? Not have you memorized the verses and know the facts, but have you put it into practice and see it come to fruition in your life? You see, the areas that we are wise in will bring fruit into our life. And when we're wise in the evil stuff, there's a certain fruit that we're not going to appreciate coming out. Can I tell you, we've been wanting new couches in our house for, well, we wanted new couches in our Texas house, amen. But praise the Lord, those couches were given to us, and we thank the Lord for them, and God knew exactly what we were looking for, and I found it, and wow, okay, it's going to be this large amount of money, and we're going to save up, we're going to do that right, and we'll get it when God wants us to. And in preparation for that change, it was going to move some things around, and it was, well, we're not going to have room for this coffee table anymore. We just decided, look, it's time to, hey, does anybody, let's just give that. And we gave that away. And it opened up the space, and we enjoyed that, and we're still waiting for couches and everything, and we found couches this weekend. In fact, we found the exact couches, or probably even better, more what we wanted than what I was looking to buy. And at 20% cost, only 2 years old. And I got credit for an anniversary present on top of that. Woo! Are you wise concerning God's promises and His economy of just giving? You say, I'm gonna increase my faith promise this year. Well, it's gonna push the couches off a little further. Right? I mean, the math, we all have the same thoughts, right? We're all human, right? We got these plans, and, well, God, you asked me to do it. But you know what? By faith and obedience and doing exactly what's important and what the priority should be, I understand God's economy of giving. God can do some things in our life and provide for us everything we want, better than we can do it for ourselves. You cannot tithe, not give to missions, and take all that money and do what you want to with it, but God, you still can't do what God would have done for you had you been wise concerning that which is good. I don't know, and I wish I could convince everybody to just try them on this. Because once you figure it out, it's amazing. Amen. Are we wise to that which is good? The preacher's teaching so wonderfully on wisdom on Sunday mornings. You need to be in Sunday school if you're not already. Amen. Youth, if you're in youth and listen to Brother Means, praise the Lord. Every single one of you have some electronic device. I promise you, you can listen to that if you want wisdom. Right. And you know what? At your age, you need as much teaching and preaching on anything you can get to help you stay simple concerning evil and be more wise concerning that which is good. We could go through so many different things about what the Bible says that we should be doing and the good things. And we're supposed to be wise in those areas. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20. How are we doing? All right, we're almost done. Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 20 says this: "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Are we not there? Are we not there? They're saying homosexuality is okay. It's good. It ought to be acceptable. They're saying all these things are good. And the people who stick with the Bible are evil. I mean, we are there. But stay on guard, Christian, because we are in this world of darkness. And if we don't keep the light hot, if we don't keep the light bright, we'll become wise in the evil stuff. We'll become apathetic. And the folks that are calling evil things good and praiseworthy, They started back there. There was a point when they could have been simple concerning those evil things. Now they drink it in. And we can get to the same place where we're calling evil things good. Or not so bad. And accepting things that black and white in the Word of God are called evil. We live in a world where the biggest fools think they're the wisest people. You think of our politicians of the day. I mean, they're just so smart. They think they got it all the power, all the money. They are taking this country. But the Bible says they're fools. But there's people out there who think those are the wise people and we should be following them. You better stay simple concerning evil. You better stay wise in the good things, because we'll get twisted around so quickly. Through the darkness of pride, through our flesh, all those things, if we don't keep these things separated and on the right sides of each other, we'll go the same way. We live in a time when the spiritual darkness is so heavy. Let me tell you, the only way to show those who sit in darkness that Jesus is the light is to avoid becoming the darkness. And you don't go out there and study darkness so that you can avoid it. You stay ignorant of it. You stay simple concerning it. And you, on purpose, get wise to the things that are good. Every head bowed, every eye closed tonight.